right. Worked over the middle day, and I'd fiddle around, and I didn't have what to get me anywhere. I said, well, if I can get back to the power plant, I'll go out there and go out and tell you what it's working. If it looked easy to you, but you get out there even stronger than I was, that level, working on that puzzle, on that railroad, shuffling those ties, tamping that dirt down, jacking that track up and leveling it off. I did that for about 10 days. Stopped right along by the office. All those fellas used to work with me didn't strike, stand around watching me work. They'd been working all the time. Half of them didn't strike. I worked out there one afternoon. It was hot and hot. Finally, I just couldn't take it any longer. I thought I was going to show them, but I couldn't do it. I got a cramp in my back. I was tamping ties with a little old Dutchie that didn't have to bend over. He was already short enough the way he could stand up and reach down there. I was 6 feet tall, and I was having to bend down to tap ties. A cramp got me in the back, and I doubled up right there on the track. And I said, well, if you don't niggas all said, you the bear was right up, Frank, and just about to catch him. He said, you don't get him after a while. I said, the bear caught him. And I'll tell you, I fell over there, and I got up, and I went and got a drink of water, and went back, and tapped about two, and the back didn't get any better. Big shade over there. I just threw the shovel down, walked over, and sat down under that shade of that tree. My daddy just let me sit there. He didn't even look. I finally got my breath. Went and got my bicycle. Didn't have a motorcycle then. Went and got my bicycle. We'll ride home. So where are you going? I said, I'm going home. He said, you quit? And I said, yeah, I quit. And he said, well, wait. Don't, while you're hot and tired like that, don't start home yet. 2 miles of town. Sit around a while. I sat there while one of the little old engines came rolling upside down and stopped. Guy driving it was a friend of mine, and he'd been on strike too, but they put him back to work. He said, get on him. I said, I can't get on now. They got me blackballed from any of these jobs, Johnny. The only thing I can do is day labor. I can't fire that engine for you. He said, well, I can't fire it and run it too, and I'm not going, I'm just fixing to quit. He said, that guy they put in here wouldn't help me put it on the track. He said, it jumped off the track, and I had to get down and put the replaces under it, and get back on the engine and pull it back up and get down and remove the replaces and put it back on. He said, I'm sick and tired of this job anyway. He said, if they don't keep you, I'm going home too. He said, get on him. Well, I got on there and I fired the thing up with coal and I headed it out. Nobody said anything at all. I stayed out there and fired that thing for about 2-3 weeks. But the roads were so bad. The rails were bent, twisted after that strike, and hadn't had any ties in. These 4 or 5 rotten ties and hit one of those holes and bend the rails. Then you go down there and like that. I forgot about it. I fired the thing and going up that hill one day and that thing started loping, jumping up and down. Couldn't stand up on it. I had a shovel full of coal and fixed it for it in $5. That thing hit one of those bumps, threw me up against the firebox. Side of my head burnt the whole side of my head. And my arm went in the firebox and lost the shovel. And then it knocked me back up against the bin where the coal was. Struck my head on that, blood was going. And I fell down in front of the firebox. And I just laid there. I wouldn't try to stand up anymore. He stopped the engine. And he got on to see what was wrong. He said, I'll take you to the first aid station. They had a first aid station. You're always getting somebody hurt during the strike. Put a cab you down there. And they patched me all up. They got me all patched up. My nose stopped bleeding. Brace on my face. And I told her, I will get you another fireman, because I'm not going to fire that engine long as those tracks are like they are. And I started home, and the chief engineer came by. His new chief engineer.